Since there are just a couple of older children here this morning, we are not going to ask them to come up, but I will just tell you briefly what I was planning to say in the children's message. And that is, the Bible was written and compiled over the courses of thousands of years, and the Gospels were written about 1900 years ago. And the world in which they were written is very different from the world that we live in. And one of those ways is that some of the things that they thought about people are no longer true for us. And so the little girl who had a demon in this story likely had a mental illness, and they lift up a man who was deaf. Now, in our day, we don't think differently because people have different abilities, or because someone has mental illness, or because somebody is nonverbal, or because someone has maybe a limb missing, or maybe because someone was born with cerebral palsy and cannot walk but instead uses a wheelchair. We, as people of God, who understand and know and believe that God created all of us in God's image, believe that there are no mistakes in what God has made. And so if someone is born without the ability to see, if someone is born with a fin for an arm, if someone can't walk, if someone is nonverbal, these are not mistakes. These are not the result of sin. And these are not things that these people need to be healed from so that they can be a part of society and the religious institutions of our day. And so we don't believe that people have disabilities. We believe that people are differently abled. What they're able to do might be different than what is quote unquote typical, but there is not anything wrong with them. And we love them and care about them, and we don't judge them, but we embrace them as God's beloved children.